From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Peach Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. Soap, your beauty hope, and Colgate tooth powder for a breathless squeeze presents the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Verna Felton, Joe Kearns, the Sportsman, Opie Cates and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Around me, honey, hold me tight. Huddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, won't you roll those eyes? Eyes that I just can't lie. When they look at me, my heart beats in the flow. And it starts a rocking like a motorboat. Oh, I never knew any boy like you.
Well, Judy hasn't had any mail from back home in Cactus Junction lately, so we find her today impatiently awaiting the arrival of the postman.
Oh, here's the mailman now, Geranium. Howdy, Mr. Flower Bottle.
Oh, good morning, Miss Canova. Here's your mail.
Thank you. Lovely day, ain't it?
Oh, what's lovely about it? Nothing to do but walk, walk, walk. Been doing it for 20 years. I hate walking.
Well, if you hate walking, why have you been a postman for 20 years?
Oh, I just love to blow whistles.
Hey, look here, Geranium. I got a letter from Cactus Junction.
Yeah, who's it from, Miss Judy?
It's from my cousin, Belle.
Cousin Belle?
Yeah, we call her Liberty. She's about half cracked. She says here, Dear Judy, this has been a busy week. Saturday, we all got dressed up and went down to the Army Separation Center to watch the unveiling of a new civilian. Your cousin Lim got out.
Wasn't he a top sergeant?
Yeah, it says, he is very military around the farm and even insists on milking the cows in a military manner. Lim makes the milkers all sit at attention. Then he hollers, "Milkers, prepare to milk. By the numbers. One, two, three, four, up, two, three, four." Yep, I can almost hear him now. He's the case, I'm telling
you. Yeah, Miss Judy, does the letter say anything about your Uncle R.T.?
Yeah, it says, "Your Uncle R.T.'s horse got sick, so he got some powder from the veterinary and put in a piece of pipe to blow down the horse's throat. Your uncle will be all right in a day or two." The horse blew first. They'll do it every time.
Is that all your cousin said, Miss Judy?
No, there's more. She says, "Well, I must close now and go help your Aunt Kate. I can hear her hollering now. From the racket she's making, I think she just fell into the..." Well, ain't no use reading the rest of this. Yeah, those silos are treacherous. They'll get you. Oh, here's a P.S. says, "Your old boyfriend Roger will soon be out of the Army and back playing football. He'll be in Hollywood to play in the All-Star game. He says he wants to see all the sights, so naturally he'll call on you first. He'll take you to the game and go Dutch like you always did.
What's going Dutch mean, Miss Judy?
Well, that means we split the expenses. I buy the tickets and he pays the streetcar fare.
Hey, you know my boyfriend Pomeroy is overseas, but I gather from his last letter that he must be playing football, too.
Yeah, but I thought Pomeroy's favorite sport was shooting dice.
Well, I don't know. His letter said that the game was one-sided. But when he got down to the last quarter, his 11 began to click.
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh. Hello, Pedro. Say, I want you to get me some football tickets.
Gee, I will go to every Indian I know.
You'll go to an Indian?
Gee, Senorita, you always told me if you want good tickets, you got to go to a scalper. But I never have much luck getting tickets. Last year at the Yankee Stadium, they turned me down for seats.
They turned you down for seats?
Gee, and I sure got tired of people sitting on my back. Senorita, once I played on a football team for the championship of El Segundo. I got there late, and the coach said, Gonzalez just kicked off. I didn't even know he was sick.
Ah, that must have been an awful, terrible shock, Pedro.
Senorita, that was the time I finished the game in 1 minute.
You did?
See, the coach was all excited. He rushed into the shower room, and he hollered, Pedro, put on your helmet and get out on that field. So I did.
And that finished the game?
Gee, how did I know he meant put on a uniform, too?
Oh, Pedro, you sure must know your football. How did your team make out this week?
Well, our team would have made a touchdown, but the left fielder hit the fullback with a pop fly, and the quarterback ran the wrong way with the bases loaded.
The bases were loaded? Now, how could that happen?
The quarterback was loaded, too. Senorita, my team used to practice every day with a tackling dummy until they nearly wore the tackling dummy out.
The dummy couldn't take it, huh, Pedro?
Gee, they nearly killed me. Well, I was going out, Senorita, and remember, 30 days, Hacienda, April, June, and Sombrero. All the rest have 31 except the father of the quintuplets, and he didn't miss it by much, no?
Who is this football player, Roger? Did he play college football?
Oh, yeah, he was a substitute for Cactus Junction Normal.
Oh, he was a normal sub.
No, he was subnormal. Hey, look, Aunt Aggie, the paper says Roger's going to play in an all-star game between four teams.
Four teams?
Yep. The Pennsylvania Potatoes and the Florida Flounders are playing the Argonne Onions and the California Clams.
Where are they playing?
In the Chowder Bowl. Yes, their seats is $1.50. Bring your own ketchup. If it's a cold day, you get chilly. I just threw that in myself. Just throwed it out.
Judy, do you think Roger will be the star of the game?
Oh, I don't know, Aunt Aggie. There's only one thing wrong with him. He learned to play football tossing watermelons around.
Tossing watermelons around? Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, every time Roger gets his hands on the ball, he sits down and plugs it to see if it's right.
Thank you. with Opie Cates as clarinet and his orchestra playing Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe. Young man, remember this message from Colgate Tooth Powder. Even your own wife will disapprove if unpleasing breath catches up with you. Yes, that little breath of trouble, I mean unpleasing breath, certainly is a handicap, socially or in business. So ask yourself, could you be a victim? Has it marked you down? It's happened to thousands without their knowing. So just do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate Tooth Powder. For Colgate Tooth Powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate Tooth Powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate Tooth Powder. Remember to buy it first thing, and remember the name, Colgate Tooth Powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate Tooth Powder.
Oh, Aunt Aggie.
Yes, Judy?
I got a new dress to wear to the dance tonight after the game. Do you like it?
Well, isn't it a little daring?
It's a strapless evening gown. They call it the Victory Model.
Good heavens, it looks more like unconditional surrender. Judy, what's wrong with your makeup? Your lips are all puckered up.
Oh, Roger's getting out of the Army today, and I went out to see him at the separation center.
What's that got to do with your lips being puckered?
Well, they hadn't let him out yet, so I had to kiss him through a knot hole in the fence. Kissed 500 fellas before I got the right one. Of course, I found out later he was selling tickets. But was I mad? No, sir, not me. I'm easy to get along with. What is it, Geranium?
I went to the department store and tried to pick up a pair of nylons for you. Sure was crowded.
Well, how'd you finally get up to the counter, Geranium?
Honey, I just swivel my hips like those football players do.
What happened then? After you swiveled your hips, what happened then?
I got penalized 5 yards for backfield in motion.
Gee, Aunt Aggie, I'm sure tickled silly about going to the dance with Roger.
Golly, maybe he'll propose. Nonsense, Judy. Roger could hardly support you on what he's learned in school.
Well, I reckon you're right. You can't make a career out of necking. First, I tell you now, Roger's pretty smart. Yep, down on the farm, he was going to make a lot of money with rabbits. He started out with 2 rabbits. And at the end of a year, do you know how many rabbits he had?
How many?
2.
Only 2? But Judy, he had 2 rabbits to start with.
Yeah, he didn't know they were brothers. What is it, Geranium?
That is Judy. Mr. Benson Boss is waiting for you in the hall.
All right, send him in.
Okay.
Oh, golly, I wasn't expecting him, and Roger will be here any minute. This is going to complicate things.
Hello, Judy.
Howdy, Bensley.
Hey, I'm glad to see you. I was in such a hurry to get here that I forgot my wallet, I forgot my car keys, and I forgot my hat. Oh, Judy, you're so beautiful.
You must have forgot your glasses, too. I said you must have forgot your glasses, too. Did you hear me?
Judy, you're acting very strangely. What's wrong?
Well, Benchley, I might as well tell you. I got a date with another feller. His name is Roger. He's my old flame.
Your old flame?
Did somebody call me?
Of course, the flame's a little burned out. Hello, Roger.
Hello. Hey, Jody, who's this guy?
I'm Botsford. I was tapped at Yale. Skull and Bones, you know.
Oh, I'm Roger. I was tapped, too.
Skull and Bones, old boy?
No, drunk and disorderly.
Hey, Hey, Bixie, Roger's an athlete. He's strong. Here, feel the muscles in this arm.
My, Judy, I never felt such big muscles.
Bentley, his arm, not mine.
I'm a football player.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Did you ever hear of the Arizona Wildcats?
Of course. Were you with them?
No, he was with the Pomona Polecats.
I never heard of the Polecats.
Why, shucks, the Polecats are a very strong team. especially when the wind is right. Drive you clear out. I was sitting out there and drove me clear out there one day.
Roger, last New Year's,
right.
Didn't you fellas get right?
Whitewash at the Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
No, but New Year's Eve, they got shellacked at the Punch Bowl.
I say, Roger, are you a college man?
Yeah, but I couldn't get in where I wanted, though.
What college did you try to get into?
Vassar.
Vassar's a girls' school. What could you learn there?
Hey,
I can learn to knit a sweater.
Come on here, we better hurry, we'll miss the game.
Oh, okay.
Say, Roger, I want you to promise me one thing.
Yeah, what's that?
You remember the play that made you famous? You know, the hidden ball play?
Yeah.
Well, if you use it this afternoon, will you try and remember where you hid the ball?
Now, here's Judy to sing You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold. But gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same, you'll never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody. So find yourself somebody to love.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold. But gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old.
The world still is the same, you'll never change it.
As sure as the stars shine above,
you're nobody till somebody loves you. Find yourself somebody to love.
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true, doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin, oily skin, rough skin, women as old as 50, even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size Palmolive.
Judy, Pedro is waiting at the car to drive us to the game.
Okay, Aunt Aggie. Wait a minute, I'll check my equipment. Let me see now. Hot water bottle, electric mitten.
Electric mitten?
Yeah, when you press a button, they light up and say, if you want to hold hands, there's room in here for 2 of us. Golly, I almost forgot my raccoon coat. Judy, are you
forgot that gag, too.
Listen.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you going to wear that dreadful raccoon coat?
Shucks, yeah, I shot it myself. It sure was big. I had 3 college boys in it.
Oh.
Gee, I hope our seats are good. Last year, we sat on the 50-more-yard line.
The 50-more-yard line?
Yep, 50 more yards and we'd have been in the stadium. Come on, let's go.
Judy, this must be the wrong place. There's no football game here.
Pedro, are you sure you drove to the right place?
Si, Senorita, this is the Hollywood Bowl.
But, Pedro, I told you the Chowder Bowl.
Well, Senorita, the out-of-town drivers got me all mixed up in traffic.
Now, Pedro, how can the out-of-town drivers mix you up?
Well, Senorita, they signal that they are going to make a right turn, and then they make it.
Judy, let's hurry. The game is probably half over now.
Well, I got to find out who's winning. Turn on the car radio, Pedro.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a crowd of 80,000 football mad fans gathered here today in the famous...
I wonder what that whistling's for.
We must be coming to another station.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm broadcasting from the top row of the Chowder Bowl in Los Angeles. I'd like to be able to tell you it's a beautiful sunshiny day here in California, but as a matter of fact...
Golly, ain't that static awful?
That ain't static, lady. It's raining cats and dogs.
Raining? Well, that's funny. This morning the weatherman said it was going to be a clear day today.
Oh, don't mind him. He's new out here.
Oh, golly, I lost that station. Here, I'll try 1460.
No, try 1470. Is that 1470?
No, that's 1938. Maybe I better go back to that other station.
Ladies and gentlemen, the teams are lined up on the 2-yard line. Now, wait, there's a substitution. I wonder who it is.
It's Little Red Riding Hood. On to you, my crupper's crinkled crackle.
Oh, Aunt Aggie, I've got 2 stations at once.
Yesterday, you remember, Little Red Riding Hood had her market basket filled with groceries. She was walking through the woods to Grandma's house when the wolf saw her and she was...
tackled and thrown for a loss. Well, it looks like they're going to have to punt. Yes, Roger gets the ball and kicks
Little Red Riding Hood all the way to Grandma's house. Her basket is just brim-full of cookies. She has onions, garlic, Limburger cheese...
And the quarterback is putting on his nose guard.
Ain't this awful, Aunt Aggie?
But the wolf had followed Little Red Riding Hood, and he was very disturbed because...
he was trapped trying to run around his own end. On that play, Brzezinski took out Chmielewski, Hoopenheim took out Krupperdunk, Biedenbach took out Brogoski,
and Grandma took out her tea. He was getting ready for bed. But the wolf stick... and he grabbed her in his big, strong paws and was penalized for holding.
Dolly, I wonder what the score is.
With those who know Cookie's best, it's Crubbers, 2-1. Just a few more seconds to play. Looks like we won't have time for Grandma to kick off.
Hey, wait a minute. That's my part.
Oh, I'm sorry, old man. Well, time is running out. The hands on the clock show only 1 second left to play, and...
Judy, is that the gun ending the game?
No, that was the tube ending the radio. There are times when everything seems to go wrong and we get all tied up in knots and just can't relax. Well, sir, do you know what to do when that happens to you? Just have a good hard cry. No fooling. Try it the next time. See if it doesn't help.
Tears on my pillow each morning. I cry when I dream about you. When I should be sleeping, I just lay there weeping, wondering if you're weeping too. I'm trying so hard to forget you, but that's not so easy to do. With tears on my pillow each morning, tears that I shed over you.
Tears on my pillow each morning, I cry when I dream about.
Asking you to follow the 14-day Palmolive plan for a lovelier complexion, and don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate Tooth Powder night and morning and before every day. Here's good news. Ish Kabibble is back from the Army. Yes, after playing hooky with Uncle Sam from K. Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge, he's crazier than ever with more goofy poems and real fun. So tune in the old professor's classes next Wednesday night on this network. Enjoy K. Kaiser's musical capers and laugh with Ish Kabibble. Remember, it's an hour of fun for everyone when Ish Kabibble, your favorite comedian, swaps gags with the old professor every Wednesday night on Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Palmolive Soap and Colgate Tooth Powder, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood saying, good night.
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople. This is the National Broadcasting Company.